viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before. Through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speakers, my friends here in the studio, sitting with me, giving me their contribution to the critique of this program or the movies that we're going to focus on or criticize. I start with Sayyid Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the program again.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me as always.
You're welcome. And Brother Yasser, my friend, assalamu alaikum, greetings to you, and welcome to the program again.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Always a pleasure being with you, Brother Muhammad Jawad.
Thank you very much. One of the movies actually with a spiritual theme is called If I Stay. It is produced in actually 2014, directed by R.J. Cutler, featuring actors and actresses such as Chloe Grace Moretz, Jamie Blackley, and so on and so forth. The Google users actually, 63% of them liked this movie. The IMDb gave this 6.7 out of 10, the approval rate, while Rotten Tomatoes gave it only 36%. However, there's another one which is called Letterboxd, which gave this movie, in fact, 2.8 out of 5. The whole movie is, follows Mia Hall, a young cellist whose life changes over forever after a car accident, leaving her in a coma. She experiences an out-of-body experience reflecting on her life and the choices, in fact, she must make about her future. But before we begin with our dear guest, let's take a listen to a short part or a trailer of this movie, If I Stay, directed by R.J. Cutler, produced in 2014. And then we come back and continue our program, Viewpoints, on RIB English Radio.
I'm so crazy in love with you.
Why me?
Because I like to watch you play. You go to another place. You get this crease in your forehead right there.
Honey, you might just be staring down the barrel of greatness. So try to stay open to it. Don't go closing any doors on yourself.
So how come you've never written a song for me?
I'm no good at writing about things that make me happy.
If we weren't musicians, we could just go to college together.
It's very inconvenient to fall in love at your age, especially if it's the real thing.
Promise me. No matter where you are, no matter where I am, we'll spend the next New Year's together.
Isn't it amazing how life is one thing and then in an instant it becomes something else? Like here I am, Mia, the girl who thinks about the cello and Adam and Juilliard. And just like that, that could never exist again.
Welcome back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie If I Stay, produced in 2014, directed by R.J. Cutler. Let me begin with you, Brother Yasser. What themes are explored in this film?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So some of the themes that I felt may have been explored in this movie, obviously the theme of death, the themes of hope, mm-hmm. the themes of uncertainty of life.
Yes.
Things like that. And that third one of the uncertainty of life was mentioned quite a few times in the movie itself, that you don't know what's going to happen, which is actually something good. in terms of actually a movie actually trying to portray that. The hereafter, resurrection, you know, fighting, for example, and so on and so forth.
Yes.
So these are some of the things that were shown. Family, the concept of family was
the value
also
of family.
Family values. The two characters in the movie, you can see it completely opposite. Chasing one's dreams, for example. Again, whether good or bad is another discussion, but these are some of the themes I noticed. Some of them actually were quite good if someone was able to pick them up. But again, whatever you said, I the movie itself was quite slow, it was quite boring, but these are some of the themes that you can derive from the movie itself. That's what I picked up from.
Yes, actually, especially in comparison with the fast pace of life that we today experience in the age of, you know, AI or
age of AI, age of technology.
It was
It's also a very predictable movie.
Right.
You knew exactly what was going to happen and so on. But
yes, thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah. What challenges does Mia, the major character in this movie, played by Chloe Grace Moretz, in fact, face in this story? What challenges are there?
The challenges, well, based on what I saw, like a brother Yasser said, it was a quite slow movie. She was battling family, staying with her family. Because she noticed that most of her family have passed away.
Yes.
And now she has a choice where either she can join them in death or she can come back.
Mm-hmm.
So she's trying to battle the life that she lived, the memories that she had, and what life could be without her family, and the choice that she had to make if she would go through that.
Mm-hmm.
So she was just battling that choice between staying and leaving.
Yes.
And trying to see which one that brings her more fulfillment, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. Actually, this very important theme or the key concept of choice and agency is something that is discussed very much. And we'd like to pause actually for some time, of course, after the break. Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Viewpoints, the movie critic program on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
Mom! Dad! Daddy! Mia, wake up! Am I dying? Is that what this is?
When females critical en route to Portland now.
Someone just talk to me! Please, just help me!
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Poor kid's waking up an orphan. If she wakes up...
Here's the secret, baby. If you live, if you die, it's all up to you.
I'll be the one if
How can
you
I stay without mom
to?
And dad? How can I leave without Adam? How am I supposed to decide this?
This is to be
over! Life is this big, fat, gigantic mess.
Adam.
That's the beauty of it, too.
Welcome back to the program, Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio with me, Mohammed Jawad, hosting this program. And Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie If I Stay, produced in 2014, directed by R.J. Cutler. Brother Yasser, what role does Mia's friend Adam play in her life?
So basically this particular individual, himself being a musician. Musician? Musician.
Yes.
And obviously, you know, being her boyfriend in the movie. The movie at the end kind of shows the strength of again, this. They'll show it as love, but whatever it may be, it's a different discussion. But that strength of love, the strength that, okay, there's still hope in that particular love of, you know, going forward with it. There is still hope in it, that the choice that is made because of that particular love and affection that they have for one another.
Yes.
And then hopefully they can move on and create a new family together. So I think the strength is there. And obviously the tensions that come about from the very beginning of the movie till the end of the movie, it shows the ups and downs of life as it is. That there's sometimes in life where you have, you know, absolute bliss and joy, and there's those times where you are emotionally wrecked and you just don't know what to do.
Yes.
So it shows those things to a certain extent anyway. But again,
you know that we actually need some kind of moral or spiritual support sometimes in life, actually.
So the movie doesn't show that. The movie doesn't indicate that at all. It just shows that this is what life is. It doesn't show that she even... So her support basically was her mom. Uh-huh. Most of the time it shows that her support was her family.
Right.
So that was the support that she got many times. So one of the places that we see that after one of the first fights that she had with this particular, her boyfriend Adam, she goes home on Christmas and then her mom is there and they're eating and the mom clears the kitchen and the mom starts talking to her and so on and so forth. And then again the subject and the discussion of choice comes about whether she should go to this particular university, who is more important and so on and so forth. So that is basically the crux of the movie itself in that regard, that the support that she had was her family support, more so her mom. And then it shows at the end of the movie that, you know, when her mom dies in a car accident, that it then goes to her grandfather to a certain extent, again, family, because she asks in one of the places, oh, what should I do?
Yes.
If you remember, like when she's just sitting there and in a coma, and her grandfather speaking to her and says, oh, what should I do? So again, seeking advice from the elders of the family. So I think it's good in that sense that they show family value, family support, the family structure in terms of the youngsters seeking advice from the elders, the respect of the elders, and so on and so forth. At least in a more corrupt... But again, understand this movie was made in 2014.
Yes.
So those values may not be seen. Yeah, it's very, very unlikely that those values you'll see in society or even movie today.
Mm-hmm. I see. Thank you very much. Said Abdullah, what significant choice does Mia have to make in the movie? Well, this choice is actually the word or the concept that I told you right before the break, you know, which is becoming very important. I mean, it becomes so pivotal to humans' existence, especially we have this theme actually recurrent or reiterated by the existential philosophy, the choice and agency of human beings. So what is this choice that Mia in this movie she has to make?
I mean, based on the script of the movie itself, it didn't look like that she had any choice to make anyway. Like, once you cross over, then you're pretty much running from one ward to another. That's what she was doing.
But
she couldn't even wake up.
Out of body experiences, you have a choice, right? Don't you?
I'm not sure. I've never had that experience before to say that I had a choice to come back or not. But out of body experience, usually, if you willingly extract your soul or your body, then you can willingly bring it back. But in her case, where she got hit by a car and then her soul departed, and then she couldn't even wake up herself. Many times she tried to wake up herself, she just couldn't. Mm-hmm. She needed that push to bring her back, which was Adam, her boyfriend, that brought her back by his song.
Mm-hmm.
So once she's on the other side, the choice is really hard because, like, I don't think there was a choice, but they made it sound or look as if she has a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Where at the end, where she was having, where her boyfriend was talking to her, and she wasn't conscious, but you know her spirit was there, and he was saying to her, "Come back." And she's like, "No, no, I'm not coming. I'm not coming." As if she made up her mind that that's it. She's done. She's gonna go. And then she just, I don't know, maybe felt more emotional towards Adam that you brought her back.
I remember one of my friends, actually, he wasn't a mystic, but he experienced one of these out-of-body experiences. And he said it's becoming extremely difficult, actually, to go back to your old, body.
Old body?
Because,
when you experience
the other side, it's actually an insurmountable pleasure that you experience.
Yeah.
Right? And that's why sometimes he said to me that this is his quote. I'm not going to extend or generalize his case, this case story actually to all.
Yeah.
But the thing is that he said that because it's really difficult actually to describe the other world, you know, and even it doesn't come in like in words. I mean, like the words cannot fulfill the or express the feelings that could be, in fact, experienced in the other realm, right? And he said it becomes so difficult because it's like pure pleasure. You cannot imagine what I'm talking about, right? And this is where sometimes the place where Satan can tempt you to stay or to go forward. you know, unprepared maybe, right? And although you're like pulled back to your body one way or another.
So the obviously the spirit itself or the soul itself, once it leaves the body, it sees and feels without limitations.
Yes.
Because the body itself is limited. Mm-hmm. Our senses are limited.
Yes.
So once the soul leaves, it can see and beyond and feel and get the pleasure beyond the human
physical
body, the physical body. So this is what your friend was talking about.
Yes. Thank you very much, Sid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, for your nice contributions to program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. Of course, we haven't come to the, the conclusion, and we didn't finish criticizing the movie If I Stay, produced in 2014, directed by R.J. Cutler, and we are going to pick up where we left off, inshallah, in the upcoming episodes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Please, I just want to feel you touch me.
I'm not dumb enough to think that I can fix what happened.
You can't.
But I'll do anything.
I can't lose you.
With everybody gone, it might be too hard for you to keep fighting. But I want you to live.
You wrote me a song.
You're my home, Mia. Stay.
Say something.